This past Monday of this week, I returned to Duluth to the cathedral for the Chrism Mass. It's held every year on the Monday of Holy Week. Whenever I go there, it's always something where I see a lot of people that I know. I served there for 3 years, so I know a lot of people. I see them. It's a special time to see them. And they have a special place in my heart. But the reality is it's different now. I can't be there for very long, and so when I do see them, it's usually just a quick wave, maybe a handshake or a wink as I'm going down or up the aisle during Mass. But it's always good to be with those people, always good to see them. Now similarly, Jesus wants to be with us. He wants to have this special way of being with us. Not exactly the same, you know, but he's truly present. When we are here in the presence of the Eucharist, he is here with us. We are with him, and in a far better way, I would say, more intimate way, than when I am simply in the physical presence of my former parishioners. We can talk to Jesus, and he speaks to us in the depths of our souls. Whether we're in the chapel, in adoration, or in the church at Mass, Jesus is present to us. At the Last Supper, Jesus was sharing with his friends a very special gift. He instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist by which we are able to be with him. And he continues his physical presence in the body of the church. And he made the apostles the first bishops so that this priestly ministry would continue on from then until now. And he also imparts words to his closest friends. Although we don't have the full account, we have kind of a summary. And in, you know, they didn't know it, but it was kind of a farewell banquet that they were attending. I think of what it's like when we are with a loved one who is maybe terminally ill, and we have limited time with them. You know, they want to get all their affairs in order because they know they're not long for this world. Those are precious moments, moments that we hold on to. We remember their words to us. We drink in their presence. We spend time with them, and it's just a good time to be with them. I also consider the example of a husband or a wife who's going on a long military deployment, maybe for a year or more. What's that goodbye like? How do they give that goodbye to one another, to their spouse, to their children? That's the image that comes to mind when I'm thinking of this Holy Thursday. It's a solemn event. It's filled with meaning. We can try to capture and savor every moment of it. I don't think the apostles really fully grasped what was happening, but they must have known that something was up because this Passover meal is a little different. They would have read it in Jesus' face, in his words, in the expressions that he used, in the tone of his voice. How do we communicate our love for one another? We do have a partial picture of the events that happened through Scripture, but Jesus wanted us to have more than just an overview of the events. He wanted us to have something that we could abide with him in. And so he gave himself. He gave his very body and blood to have communion with him. Jesus abides with us. The events of the Sacred Triduum are bound together. You know, without the events of Good Friday, today's celebration doesn't make a lot of sense. Why did the gospel writers focus so much on this one meal? They must have had hundreds of meals with Jesus over those 3 years of his public ministry. Why did the gospel writers focus so much on this night? Something is different about the Passover meal. Jesus indicates that he is the sacrifice which they are to partake in. What could have he meant by that? And likewise, the events of Good Friday alone are little more than a Roman execution. But in the light of today's Last Supper, we see Jesus laying down his life as the Paschal Lamb. He is the priest offering himself, offering the sacrifice, and he is the victim for our sins, so that we are meant to see both elements together, the sacred meal and the sacrifice. And at every Mass, we again partake of this communion with Jesus. On this night, as we process from the church, go over to the altar of repose, we move from the meal to the agony of the garden. We're encouraged to remain with Jesus, to abide with him. Jesus is present among us. And so often we long for him. We want to be feeling his presence more. Lord, let me feel your presence. Let me see you. Help me to know that you are real and that you are with me in my trials. But on this night, tonight, we have the opportunity to be with Jesus in his trial and his agony. We can enter the garden with Jesus. We can sit beside him and comfort him. Again, using that image of being at someone's deathbed, we can't take the pain away. We can't save them from their agony. We can accompany them. We can be with them. Abide with them. Tonight, we can offer Jesus that same kind of consolation, our presence with him. What must he have felt in those hours? How lonely, how fearful. I wonder how he felt. How saddened by what he knew was about to follow. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. This, the vigil of his passion, is a time for us to console Jesus by our presence, to see him in a state that we can identify with through our own trials, through our own agonies. On this night, let's take some time to put aside our own preoccupations, our own things that are ruminating in our minds and our hearts, and take some time to be with Jesus in his hour of need.